You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
At the beginning of this month, La Biennale di Venezia announced the artists participating in this year's international exhibition, Foreigners Everywhere. That's the Venice Biennale, if you didn't catch that translation. Significantly, a total of 8 New Zealand artists have been invited to participate by curator Adriano Pedrosa. Pedrosa selected the artists during a visit to New Zealand in March 2023. Amanda Hiriaka, Creative New Zealand's co-manager of Practice and Pathways, says his time in New Zealand was invaluable for our artists. To hear more about the Biennale and the selections from New Zealand, I caught up with Amanda. Here we are now. Can you begin by explaining what the Venice Biennale is and why it's so significant for any listeners that don't know?
Sure. So the Biennale, or La Biennale di Venezia, was founded way back in 1895 and is considered one of the most important and prestigious events on the international contemporary visual arts calendar. Over 90 countries have taken place in recent years. The event attracts thousands of key influencers from the international visual arts community, and the last Biennale in 2022 attracted over 800,000 visitors. It's a Biennale, so it takes place every 2 years. It runs for almost 7 months between April and November, and there's kind of two aspects to it. The international exhibition curated by a guest curator, as well as national pavilions where countries showcase their own contemporary art. And I guess it's unique in the sense that each country can select and present its own artists in their pavilions. We, New Zealand, have exhibited at La Biennale since 2001, and we've done 10 presentations and supported 12 artists. And yeah, the Biennale is about to open in April, and for the first time we have numerous artists selected to present as part of the international exhibition. We've had sole representation previously, but nothing like the representation this time. So it's a pretty big event.
Absolutely, yes, and you're right, we do have a host of 8 artists from Aotearoa this year. Can you run me through the selection process for those 8?
Yeah, Adriano Pedrosa is the curator of the international exhibition, and he selected the artists on a visit to Aotearoa last year in March. He was visiting Australia as a guest of Creative Australia, so they're our sister funding agency. And he made the decision to extend his visit and to pop over the Tasman to visit New Zealand. Adriano has had a long association with New Zealand, actually. He has been a judge of the Walters Prize. He was also working at the time with Nigel Burrell to present a number of Ngātui Māori artists at MASPI, which is the museum or gallery that Adriano works at in Sao Paulo, and that exhibition opened last year in October, and it was called Indigenous Histories. So Adriano has a pretty extensive knowledge of contemporary New Zealand art, and obviously a huge advocate for our work, especially that of our Ngātui Māori artists. So I was really lucky. I managed to spend a couple of days with him over a weekend when he visited New Zealand, and with my job to show him around Wellington, where I'm based. So we visited a number of public and private galleries and, had a good time discovering some new artists for him while he was here.
And what is the significance of being selected for the artists themselves in terms of their practice and where this places them on the international stage?
Yeah, it really is a big deal. You know, this is a significant invitation. You know, you're presenting on the biggest stage in the world. And if you want to get a sense of how much of a big deal this is, I'd look up the YouTube clip of Adriano announcing his selection of artists from a couple of weeks ago, and the number of international media there and the amount of attention that the Biennale gets. You know, it really is considered one of the most significant international art events in the world. You know, it's a sample of contemporary practitioners from most countries, so it means that it gives hundreds of thousands of visitors the chance to see different cultures' approaches and ideas towards making art, and, you know, huge numbers visit the exhibition. I've heard people liken it to the Olympics of the art world. I don't know if that's a great comparison, but I guess I'd agree with the sentiment that, you know, it's an event of international significance. Artists represent not only their work, but their countries. And I guess, like I said, the Biennale has been around since the late 1800s, so there's that real sense of historical importance and building on movements as well. We've been there since 2001, and, you know, for our artists, it's led to greater national and international profile and opportunities for the artists, and really brings New Zealand contemporary art to the attention of global media, art institutions, experts, and gallerists. So it really is a significant opportunity for them.
What do you think the selections signify about where we are at in our contemporary art moment here in Aotearoa?
Well, I'm not allowed to say what the artworks are until April, but let's talk about it in some broad strokes then. Yeah, I think Adriano's selection really does whakamana or uplift Ngātoi Māori and Indigenous artists. It's fantastic that these reflections, narratives and histories are being presented and represented at the Biennale. I think anyone that follows Adriano will know that he has an interest in modernism. And a number of the Ngātoi Māori artists he selected are exponents in this area and have a really unique perspective. I'm really thrilled that there'll be a representation of Indigenous values, such as the acknowledgement of intergenerational transmission of knowledge through the production of art, and in this case, represented by father and son, Fred and Brett Graham, for example. I'm pleased that collective modes of art production prevalent in Indigenous cultures is also being represented, and we have an example of that in Mata Aho being selected. I'm excited it's not just Western art forms like painting or sculpture that has been chosen by Adriano, but we have the opportunity to present contemporary expressions of customary arts like whakairo, carving, and raranga or weaving, that we get to showcase that as well.
What do you hope that those who get over to the Biennale will see represented of Aotearoa through these works?
Oh, good question. I actually hope they have the same experience Adriano did when I showed him around last year. He had a real sense of excitement, curiosity. He was thrilled at learning a different and new, different and unique perspective, vibrant perspective. And I guess I hope that everyone comes away with a sense of that deep connection that Ngātoi Māori has to this whenua and to our people.
That was Amanda Hiriaka speaking with me about the New Zealand selections for the Venice Biennale this year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.